He's fresh back from Oostburg. Jason Cairns, good morning.
Oostburg, Wisconsin, yes, fresh back.
How close to Lake Michigan?
A little bit late, but what's that?
How close to Lake Michigan?
Oh, about 2 miles from the lake, so.
But you had some nice pictures with your kids there.
Yeah, it was great. We were able to go down to Terry Andrew State Park. Grace, my eldest daughter, had been wanting to go there, and so we went on Sunday morning, and it was cool, and the water was relatively warm for Lake Michigan, and there was really nobody there. It was perfect. It was really, really good. So, refreshing getaway.
Nice. Yeah. Well, we've been trying to talk about this as a mental health Monday in recent times, and whatever our planned schedule had been, it seems like mental health climbing into the news, the sports world as well, with Simone Biles stepping away from a number of gymnastic events. Although now the headline this morning is she will compete in the balance beam finals at the Tokyo Olympics. But this 24-year-old billed as not just the best gymnast on the team, she was billed heading into this as the greatest gymnast of all time. And some talk even early on before she was withdrawing from some of the events for some of these pointing to the twisties and things. It was the idea of the judges were like, yeah, you know, she does certain routines that are so difficult. We're not going to score them at the level they deserve because we don't want young gymnasts to imitate them. And so imagine that. But then all of a sudden, as this comes out last week, it seems to me, Jason, most people have shown compassion, but not everybody. And I know in a talk show I heard when a story first broke on over 400 stations, I mean, they were quite critical of her. So what's your take from a mental health perspective?
You know, I commend her for her willingness to take the break that she needed. You know, I think that I can understand why some people would have felt disappointed, but, you know, it seems to me that it revealed a lot of what people with, you know, in a pressure-based culture deal with is, well, I don't care if you're hurting or you're sick. You play. You play hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And
a lot of people went back to Carrie Shrug, right? Something like that. Previous Olympics where she did.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, and I think that, you know, that particular team, when Bella Caroli was still coaching the U.S. team.
Larry Nassar, too, though. Right.
And Larry Nassar, right, as the doctor. Yeah, team doctor.
With all the sexual abuse pressure that we've subsequently learned about. Yeah.
Yep. High pressure situation. And, you know, there have been several gymnasts that have come out in support of her. Michael Phelps came out in support of her. You know, as you said, I think there are a number of people that have been very supportive, and I'm thrilled to see that. And yet it seems like there have been a smaller subset of people who are very critical that she let down America and let down her team. And, you know, and yet Suni Lee still came through, won the gold, you know, for the team and for the individual. I think team won silver, right?
Yeah, right.
And so, you know, I think we have too much of this, and it's not just sports. It's a lot of high pressure things where people are encouraged to just continue to press through. It ends up leading to a lot of damage, mental health wise in the long run. We're not very good at stepping back when we need to.
Well, Jason Gray posted something that I shared yesterday. It's going to lead us into our follow-up song here this morning. And let me just try to speedily read. He talks about, now this is Jason Gray. He was just here for One Fest last week, and he spoke on Sunday. We talked about it. He said, my friend Jason Harms from Camp Chautauqua, pictured with him. You can check this out on my Facebook page, a remarkable jazz musician. And Gray posted this over the weekend. He says, about 7 years ago, I was at the camp for the month of July. My marriage was falling apart, and with it, my personal life. I was overwhelmingly anxious, utterly exhausted from trying to hold everything together, and my whole being felt like an exposed nerve. My pain was swallowing me alive. Halfway through my time there, I came to an end of myself, wholly spent. I remember I laid in my room and wept, says Jason Gray, unable to do anything else. I realized I couldn't fulfill my duties and would have to bail on camp and fly to Nashville right away to try to get help. He says, I've always been able to find that last little bit of strength to do what needed to be done, but the day I came face to face with the fact that I was finite, I'd found the end of my strength. To add insult to injury, I felt ashamed for failing the camp and leaving them in the lurch. He says, my friend Jason Harms brought me some carrots, string cheese, and a couple of blueberry muffins. This simple offering of food felt like amazing grace, and he sat with me in my room listening to the confession of my heart and was the embodiment of my song, which we'll hear next, called Not Right Now. I told him about all that had happened to bring me to my knees, and then I told how I felt like I was letting everyone down, including the camp. I was ashamed for being too weak to follow through on my commitments there. Then he gave me grace upon grace when, after being a great listener, he said, well, another way to look at it is that you gave your all. You didn't hold anything back. You spent every bit of what you had and went down on the field. Jason Gray says, I felt inadequate, but he called it generous. Wow, huh?
Mm.
And he says, I was remembering all of this as I read Olympian Simone Biles' story and some of the negative backlash she's gotten. I think that if you've never reached the end of yourself, and you can thank God life hasn't brought you to that point yet, it's hard to understand others when they do. As always, he says, the wound is where the light gets in. So.
Powerful.
Yeah.
Powerful stuff, you know, and I agree. I'm glad he was willing to share that, and I actually just shared it now, I think, on my page.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so good and so important.
Well, share it on the Wib Wake Up Show page as well. So here is the song that Jason was talking about. Thank you, Jason. We got Jasons everywhere. Two Jasons in that story. We got our own Jason. I've got a cousin Jason. It just goes on. Popular name. Jason Gray, WWIP. Good morning.
You could see the smoke from a mile away, and trouble always draws a crowd. They want to tell me that it'll be okay, but that's not what I need right now. Not while my house is burning down. I know someday, I know you know is true ever feels like a lie from a friend. When the words are salt in an open wound and they just can't seem to understand that you haven't even stopped the bleeding yet. I know someday, I know
Frelick on the line from Detroit, Michigan. Good morning.
Hey, Mark. How's it going?
Nope. It's going fine. Susan's away today and this week. Her daughter getting married on Friday. So a lot of big doings. I feel like I'm just cheering you guys on, praying for you. I mean, she's got the birth of the first of her four, the marriage of the first of her four children. And then you, in fact, and your wife eagerly awaiting the birth of your second child, right?
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, that's the weird thing, right, is I'm on paternity leave now as of today, first day. No kid. I don't know. Is that allowed? Is that, like, is that kosher for me to do that? I don't know. It's like, I don't know if they're going to call in and want to see evidence or...
For a long time, it was just kind of hard to get maternity leave, but now in more recent years, the paternity, like, how long is your paternity leave supposed to go?
Well, let me clarify here, too, Mark. This is unpaid paternity leave.
Oh, okay.
It's basically, you can be gone for a month. We won't fire you, but, like, you know, we expect you to be back in September.
Yeah, okay.
So it's a month. Yeah, it's a month.
Yeah.
I'll be giving you guys live updates. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'll be texting you from the birthing room. It'll be like watching Tigers baseball, just drawn out and torturous. You know, you guys tune in.
Now, we should say, I mean, while this is, you know, your son's adopted, and so this is really the first in terms of the biological birth for the two of you. So, I mean, have you gone to birthing classes then together?
Yeah, we did hypnobirthing.
Okay.
You know what this is?
No.
Have you heard of
I have
hypnobirthing
not.
Hypnobirthing is... It's like hypnosis with birth.
Okay.
You know, so you do deep breathing. It's all about relaxing.
Yeah.
You try to relax, you know. And so we're going to give that a try. It seems like it works. A lot of people talk very highly about it. And a lot of women are very dismissive of it, too. So I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see. My mother-in-law especially. So we'll see. We'll see. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're going to be we'll let you know.
I thought that there'd been a big emphasis on, like, water births in recent years.
Oh, yeah, that's the one. Yeah, it's the same thing. You're in the pool.
Okay.
It's, you know.
That's how I'd heard it termed more.
Right. You're in the pool. There's, you know, stuff happening in the pool. I won't get too much into it.
Yeah.
But, you know, you get the idea.
It's birth. Yeah, it's birth. But, all right. Well, exciting, though. And so.
Yes.
What will be the emphasis for you? I mean, basically, you'll be waiting on your wife hand and foot then during the paternity leave.
That's right. It'll be, I'll be at her beck and call. You know what I mean?
Just, nice. You know, I had a good
right
moment.
There.
I had a good moment. Boy, you know what? The Ready or Not song has given me problems here. So let me just apologize to Cliff. Both times I've been talking to you, but trying to get the next song ready. And what it did, when I've clicked on that song, it made my whole... flex system disappear. So I'm going to have to try to find that in a different way. Okay. Yes. So anyhow, so yesterday my wife calls from Africa and I had tried to call it, but basically I felt like the loving husband because I was picking the green beans from her garden and that she'd wanted to, you know, like, please pick these so that I could, you know, you can give them to somebody. And probably in our house, we're not eating enough of the green beans. So even I gave them away to coworkers or something like that. But
anyhow,
it felt like, you know, I'm showing my love to you by, and she's an acts of service love language, anyhow. So
there you go.
What is your wife's love language?
She is, doing the dishes. I don't know which one is that.
Yeah, acts of service. Acts of service,
yeah,
right?
Go do something. Go do something. Yeah.
Okay.
Get off the couch. Go do something.
That'll be important to remember.
I don't know if we... Yeah, wait.
That'll be important to remember during paternity leave, okay?
Right. I'll keep it in mind.
All right. We'll talk to you next week. That's our buddy Drew Frelick from Michigan. All right. All right. Recapping the weekend, and I'm going to go highlight, low light. Highlight, certainly one of them was being here for at least the first half of the parking lot picnic. I trust the second half went well. I mean, building not 10, but 16 beds for sleep in heavenly peace and the great work they do. And you just blow me away, Caleb, the way that you're so... active and involved and all that you juggle. And so, and the great team I build around here at WIB. And so it was a great event, right? So
really loved it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then the low light would be, it was great to get together with a couple of brothers around the fire on Friday night. But boy, Wished I would have wore some socks or pants or something, because as it got a little bit later, the mosquitoes said, dinner! And, I mean, like, some skeeter bites on the ankles all weekend.
Oh,
very,
man,
very
then
itchy.
Itching for the
so,
rest
yeah.
of it.
So, a warning for the campers. Cover up.
Yeah, great parking lot picnic on Saturday from 11 and 2. It reminded me of the 50-meter freestyle at the Olympics. They call it the splash and dash because it's just so, so fast. And all of a sudden, it was 3 hours went by. I was like, wow, what in the world happened? That was such a quick and fun event. But, again, great to see those 16 beds built for Sleep in Heavenly Peace. And you certainly can still find out about volunteering and contributing to them. So hopefully we were an encouragement to them. And so great to see the parking lot filled up with so many smiling faces, families, and Big George and Roy Sorensen. Wonderful, wonderful to hear them playing some of those timeless hymns and songs as well, too. So really enjoyed that one and some family time and rest time yesterday. And then it was sort of a weird thing, but I have to say one of my highlights of the weekend may have been last night where my son Cooper wanted to watch something on the television and I wanted to watch the Olympics. And he didn't want to watch the Olympics. He wanted to watch a kid's show. And so I said, I'll wrestle you for the remote. And he came out the victor and it was awesome. And I have to say, just like, yeah, maybe dad outweighs him by a lot. But he fought very gamely, and so I was like, I got to give this kid his due. And
yeah.
So he got the
Way
pin,
go,
he got
Cooper.
The
run,
and it just, yeah, anyway, it was just kind of a fun impromptu moment between father and son that I really enjoyed.
Father-son wrestling. All right, the Whip Wake Up Show, it's a Make Us Laugh Monday. I guess it hasn't been mentioned a lot. I didn't mention it a lot in the early going, but we've got our three jokes apiece here, so let's give it a go, minus our friend Susan here this morning. So, you know, I know that Susan's daughter, Kat, getting married on Friday. I was at a wedding recently, Caleb. Beautiful. I mean, everyone cried. Even the cake was in tears.
I'm a little slow on a Monday morning. Yeah. That's awesome. You know what? On a little bit sadder note, there's weddings, and funerals. The inventor of the throat lozenge has died. There will be no coffin at his funeral.
And there you go. Dad jokes. Hey, you know, if you feel useless today or this week, remember, someone was working as a lifeguard at the Olympics.
I think we have that meme on our WWIB Facebook page.
There you go.
A word of advice, no matter how much you push the envelope, it'll still be stationary.
Yes. Double entendre everywhere you turn. And finally, Caleb, I know it's August, it's not January, but I'm really resolving to work harder on being less condescending. Now, you know what that means, right? It's like talking down to people.
Our final joke here on a Make Us Laugh Monday. You know what? My wife always says that I have no sense of direction, and it made me upset, so I packed up my stuff and write. That's the best.
Those are our six. Those are our six. We're minus three this morning.
I know.
But we'll get
it would
Susan's
have been better if
week.
Susan was
yeah.
here.
It is the month of August, and kind of an overview of what August has in store for us on this second day of this eighth month of the year. For instance, on August 5th, later on Thursday, that begins the 127 corridor sale. This is in Tennessee, Caleb, and this is billed as like the biggest yard sale.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I might have to plan a vacation that way sometime just to check it out.
Mm-hmm.
August 6th, NFL preseason begins. That is crazy to think about the NFL being back so soon. It seems like it just finished.
That's the Hall of Fame game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And Charles Woodson, I think, going in this time. So August 6th, also the start of the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally over in South Dakota.
That's a very big motorcycle rally and made a lot of headlines for different reasons last summer. August 8th is the Summer Olympics closing ceremony. I've been enjoying some Olympics coverage, especially over the weekend.
Give us an update on Kenny Bednarek from Rice Lake.
So I believe Kenny runs his first prelim today. And what I'm not sure of, and I should have looked this up, I don't know if it's televised this evening or if he's actually running it this evening. With that 14-hour time difference.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he's in the 200, and then he's in the 4x1 later in the week as well. So definitely hoping for some gold, silver, or bronze to bring back home.
Absolutely. August 11th kicks off Elvis Week at Graceland. Of course, this is the month when he passed way back in 1977.
What August has in store for us here in the Whip Wake Up Show, kind of previewing the month, August 13th is a Friday, so a Friday the 13th. You never know what might happen there. I know we've got some great advertisers that sometimes have Friday the 13th sales.
There you go. August 17th marks the end of Microsoft's support for Internet Explorer, so stop using the Internet Explorer. Exploder, some people joke.
Goodness. August 20th, Bacon Lovers Day. For some of you, that's every day, but you can officially celebrate on the 20th.
Oh, yeah. Big celebration for that. August 24th is the start of the Paralympic Games in Tokyo.
Awesome. And August 28th is the first day of the college football season. So, again, that's coming back soon as well.
And August 30th is the start of the U.S. Open tennis tournament.
So. And don't forget, all throughout the month of August, which just started yesterday, August Catch and Match, where every single gift to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated, up to $36,050 more than has ever been given to matching funds before. Every single gift is matched dollar for dollar. That is just fantastic. A huge praise the Lord for your wonderful generosity. And our stewardship coordinator for WIB Incorporated, Carol, always works so hard putting that together.
So a couple of bear stories for you this morning. One of them, let's go up north for this, where headline, bears seeking out food from humans after poor berry crop. Now, camping is a lot of fun.
How is that our fault, bears?
In Wisconsin and in Minnesota, people love to camp north, south, east, and west. And in Duluth, campers in the Superior National Forest being warned to secure their food. Now, this is always something, right? I mean, you're camping and you want to don't leave things out for the bears to draw them. But officials say the bears are even more likely than usual to nose around campsites looking for food because of the poor crop of natural berries.
Huh.
And they're like, I'm hungry.
Pick a nuke basket.
Yes.
That wasn't very good.
Smarter than the average bear, boo-boo.
No, that was a good one.
The drought is being blamed for the poor crop, a major food source for black bears. Campers should use a bear canister placed at least 50 feet away from their tent or hang their food pack at least 12 feet above the ground.
Huh. All right. Be aware of bears.
So the thing is, you don't not just up north, but down here in the Chippewa Valley. So I'm at a friend's house, a couple of us brothers in the Lord around a campfire. And great fellowship on Friday night. And this dear brother lives off Melby, so I'll just say that. Not far from here at all. And as the three of us are sitting in the backyard, eventually getting bit by too many mosquitoes, but he shares that not that long ago, a black bear went running through the backyards, like his and others.
Wow. And I used to live in that area.
Yeah, what's up with that, you know? And he explained that, like, one of his, he has two dogs, and that one of them was yelping quite a bit and barking at the bear. Anyhow, he held on tightly to the other one. But I'm like, the bear went running through the very place we are? Yes. So
there you, go.
You never know.
A little worse to get bitten by one of those than a mosquito. But it's probably more scared of you than you are of it. But anyway, stay clear.
Yes.
Well, hopefully this isn't embarrassing for my younger brother, but it's his birthday today.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's your birthday.
Yes, happy 14th birthday to Will, the youngest Swenson sibling. There's 20 years separating me, the second of nine, with Will, the ninth Swenson child, and he is 14 years old today. 14 and wearing what, Will? 12 and a half or maybe 13 size shoes. He is 6 feet tall, and he's a beast. And so
quite the athlete.
Very proud of my little brother, and want to wish him a happy birthday. Also, when asking mom about a birthday song, she said Will had no hesitation for this one, and this proves he's growing up well. He's got great taste in music. This is Switchfoot, Let It Out.